This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. A new Senate proposal backed by President Trump would overhaul the legal immigration system in the United States. It would cut in half the number of immigrants admitted to the U.S. The current system would be scrapped, a system which favors family reunification. Instead, it would introduce what the president calls a merit-based system.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
So, what does this mean for us? The Puget Sound region is a magnet for highly skilled immigrants, especially in the tech industry. Wired Magazine senior writer Issy Lepowski told me this proposal is bad news for tech.
The tech industry has been really asking for an increase in the number of high-skilled visas available in this country. And so you would think that a switch to something that is called a merit-based system would really appeal to them, that it would prioritize people with high skills and abilities. But it doesn't do the crucial thing that they've been asking for, which is to raise the number of people who are allowed in based on those skills. So essentially what this bill does is it guts the legal immigration system. It eliminates family-based immigration, cuts the legal immigration system by 50%, and it doesn't increase the number of high-skilled visas that are available to the very people that the tech industry is trying to hire.
So expand on that a little bit. When it comes to our tech sector, what impact do you think this bill could have?
You know, it's great if you want to let in a lot of people with high skills, but those people kind of want to stay in touch with their families. And while this bill would allow people to bring their spouses and children, it ends there. And so I think that is a deterrent. A lot of the tech industry sees that as a deterrent to trying to hire the types of people they want. And they believe that other countries that are really laying out the red carpet for high-skilled immigrants, countries like France, countries like Canada, Chile, are going to become more attractive to those people.
So countries like Canada and Australia, they do use a points-based system. They don't emphasize family reunification the way the states traditionally has. What's the downside of following their lead by favoring immigrants with more education, more skills, and, you know, ability with English?
You're right that both Canada and Australia do use a points-based system. But as one analyst from actually the conservative Cato Institute ran the numbers, and it turns out that both of those countries let in a much higher percentage of high-skilled immigrants as a percentage of their population. So if we're looking at 2013, in that year, new immigrants accounted for 0.74% of the Canadian population. They accounted for 1.1% of the Australian population. And in the U.S., they only accounted for 0.31% of the U.S. population. So that's a pretty big disparity. So if anything, if the federal government wants the U.S. immigration system to be more like Canada's and Australia's, then they would sort of answer the call to vastly increase the number of high-skilled immigrants that they're letting into the country.
Now, supporters of President Trump's and the senator's new approach say favoring the highest skilled workers would be a good thing for the American economy, and the tech industry in particular, they say, would benefit. What's your response to that argument?
I think we have to listen to the tech industry here, and we're hearing from them loud and clear that they don't believe that this will benefit them whatsoever. Forward.us, which is sort of the main lobbying arm that Mark Zuckerberg started, that lobbies for immigration reform, and it does have bipartisan support, has put out a statement saying that no, this is doing nothing but cutting our legal immigration in half and masquerading as a gift to high-skilled immigrants.
Issy Lepowski is a senior writer for Wired magazine. She also told us the bill is likely dead on arrival because it doesn't have broad support from Republicans in Congress. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.